TV. How's everyone doing today? I'm here with my wife, who wanted to come on, but we're going to talk about other stuff we did over the week, because we did take a week off. At least I took a week off from podcasting, but a lot of stuff happened while we were off. But say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Your voice sounds hot. Oh. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's just for you. I don't know if it's for everybody else.
Well, you'll take care of that later. In any event, yeah, so a lot of shit happened over the week. And first off, Matthew Perry, he died. Actually, when did he? It was the week before our anniversary, wasn't it? Yeah. Or a couple days before our anniversary.
Yeah, he died from drowning.
And that's like... That's common, though.
It's more common than it looks.
Who wasn't one like Whitney Houston,
Whitney Houston, the lead singer from the Cranberries, Dolores. I believe Whitney's daughter, Bobby, believed died the same way.
But they were all drug intoxicated, right?
Something like that, but it was all in water. Yeah. The others were bathtubs. This one was a hot tub, but still bodies of water.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what? I'm like, some of the memes that I saw about Perry were kind of fucked up. I don't know if you saw them. Like, Matthew Perry said, like, there was like a meme saying, like, he was always going to die first. Like, a lot of people were like being super disrespectful to this man the day he died or 2 days after he died. It was all on TikTok.
Just bashing him for no reason.
Yeah, just creating like fucked up memes. Like, about him dying, like, but he did suffer from a drug addiction, though.
A lot of people did. I'm saying a lot of superstars now, then, you know, people you like, people I like, people that everybody likes. It's just a way of life that a lot of people, I believe, they like to hide. They don't like people to know the real them or the dark side that they have inside them.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, it's kind of messed up, I think. I'm not too happy. Well, I feel like a lot of people aren't too happy. It was funny, too, because, like, a lot of people were visiting, like, the house or the apartment, from what I remember hearing about. I mean...
Everyone's seen at least one episode of Friends.
I didn't see it until probably, 18 or 19.
I don't remember. I just remember Phoebe singing a song.
What was the song?
Smelly Cat. Smelly Cat.
I never saw that one.
No?
No.
No, but I always liked Monica and Chandler, how they would, you know, he was a good actor, at least in the show.
Yeah.
You know, he did his job well, and then... Joey, I'm an actor!
You know, they made, like, a sequel to that to Friends, right?
Did they?
It was called Joey, and I think it lasted, like, one season.
Really?
It was so stupid. Yeah, like, it was just him becoming an actor. I mean, that's the whole premise of the show. I think it lasted one season.
He'd always call his friends, and, like, he'd be on set somewhere, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna get big and rich and famous, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Never went anywhere.
Yeah. But yeah, so, Matthew Perry died in October, and, that was actually a weird weekend for us. I thought it was kind of a weird weekend.
Let's fact check ourselves.
Oh, so he doesn't like, no, but that weekend he died, we actually had Tori's nephews over, and that was fun. That was weird. Like, because, let's see. When did it say he died?
October 28th.
October 28th. So 2 days before, or no, 3 days before anniversary. Or is it four? Yeah, it's like 3 days. Mm-hmm. But so Tori's nephews were over, and I'm not going to say why it was, like, why it's weird, but, like, we haven't seen them in a little bit.
can say it's where we haven't seen them in a while, and they grew.
Oh, yeah.
They grew since the last time we seen them.
And Jake's, like, voice, like, dropped profusely. I'm just like, that's not him. Like, I don't know. The last time we saw them, they were squeaky voices, and
now they're like, I'm a man.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't like that. It's like when your brother, like, we were watching old videos that, like, you would take of your brother, and, like, his voice was so, like, low, and then as he got older.
No, it was high-pitched.
High-pitched, yeah.
Then it went low.
I mean, that's going to be a weird thing when we have kids.
I feel like it's the same with every man. Like, a boy turning into man, it goes from high to low.
Remember my karate teacher? When I saw his son and his voice was so deep, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm hoping that he's not the milkman's son or something like that."
There is one guy at my job whose voice is very deep, and it just, like, when you hear it sometime, you just look at them like, that's not what I expected. Like, that voice doesn't look like it matches your face. It's not what I expected at all.
There's always people like that. I don't get that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why they're, like, it's weird.
It's not something they can control. It's just...
You sure?
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they're not, you know, going to bed every night going, please, God, make my voice very deep when I wake up in the morning. So I sound like a grouch.
I mean, is my voice manly?
I think my voice is manly, and I say it all the time.
I don't think so.
That's your opinion.
That is my opinion.
But I'm saying mine is my own. I think it's very manly.
Yeah. I don't think so. That's just me, though. Speaking of work, though, dickhead coworkers.
We all have them.
Oh, no. You seem to have more than me.
Well, I have more. I have more coworkers. That's why.
Tell the story about how you got called racist the other day because of a language barrier.
Okay.
You don't have to say the guy's name. I mean.
So I have this coworker that is from a different country. And when it comes to the English language, she struggles to understand it because it's not her first language. But making hand gestures doesn't work. And I expressed that, and I got called racist because what this person asked for, I said, you know, it won't she has a hard time understanding English. I said, I can ask her, but I don't know if she'll understand. And I got called racist because of that.
Which, that's not racist at all.
No. I was just being honest. English isn't her first language, so trying to talk to her is difficult.
I've noticed that with a lot of people. Like, a lot of people don't like honesty. It's like with my job, too. I mean, like, when I'm honest to the one guy I work with, he gets, like, offended. Well, she got me in trouble today. I'm really not too happy about that.
But he wasn't making the mistake, though.
No, he did make...
I'm saying, like, you weren't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
You were doing what you were supposed to be doing. He wasn't.
Yeah, so...
And you got blamed for this.
I got blamed... So, there's this guy, and I've expressed this before. I don't say his name. He... From day one, he would always bring his freaking laptop. And I hated it. And, like, I would tell you this, remember? Like, I would always say, like, this guy has his laptop, he's playing video games. And I expressed to him, I said, hey, I want to ask you not to bring your laptop in because this is work. You shouldn't bring your laptop in. Well, he got butthurt from that, and, like, he would always cause a problem doing something stupid. And he started bringing his laptop and his controller in and started playing video games. And... The one thing that kind of annoys me with him, he comes in 3 hours before his shift and does nothing.
But you also have to put in that he also asks every day, what time do you want me to come in?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can only have, depending on what time it is, you can only have so many people in one room at a time.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is. And you tell them to come at this time, so there's no interference or isn't too many people, because there isn't allowed to be more than three.
Right. So he always just comes in, so I'll tell him, he'll be like, what time to come in? I'll be like, 1:30. Coming at 1:30. Okay. Comes in at 11:30. And he sits on his ass, watches his laptop, or watches TikTok, or whatever. And then he comes in, brings his laptop in, sets up his controller, and then some. And just plays video games if he's not doing anything. Well, today, same thing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. My boss comes in, and she's like, what are you doing, playing video games? He's like, well, I'd rather be playing video games than sleeping. So he just ratted himself out for sleeping, ratted himself out for playing video games, and she had a pair of scissors too in her hand, and she starts like waving the scissors in his hand, like in his face. She's like, "We have so many people in here," and he's like, "Don't try to stab me, ma'am. I'm not going to stab you. You have a knife in your hand. No, these are scissors. There's a difference."
You didn't tell me this part.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to save it to see her reaction. Like, she literally, like, I never saw her stab scissors. So, anyways.
So, she's like,
she's shaking it in his face. And then I'm sitting there doing my work. She was like, and I'm talking to you too, TJ. I'm like, what did I do? I'm doing work. She was like, you schedule these people to come in and they don't do anything. And then I looked at her. I said, you scheduled me for this time because of you want me to do a certain something at 8 in the morning. I'm not going to say what it is. But, yeah. I got in trouble because of his stupid mistake. And it, like, just pissed me off.
I feel like that's, it's more common. Like, it's more common for co-workers, at least for me and you, I feel like it is, like, it's more common. Yeah. For you, it's the same one. Actually, it's the same ones for both of us. The same people keep pissing us off.
Well, the one person at your job tried to fight you, or wanted to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
For no, like, what happened with that? Like,
she just charged me for no reason.
Like how people would just, like, jump at you like they were going to
do
something?
Yeah, like, they go, wait, what? Yeah. What are you gonna do? And they, like, stomp their foot and, like, try to charge at you. And I'm just looking at her like, okay, are you trying to intimidate me? Are you trying to scare me? Because it's not working.
Yeah. Yeah, that, she's a, I'm gonna choose my words slightly. She's an odd one. No, but it's weird, though, like, I don't know, most of the people I work with are pretty good, but this guy, he makes the same mistakes. He farts all the time. I had fart crackers once.
So let's explain the fart crackers.
Oh, God.
You want me to explain? Now it's your turn to explain.
Yeah. You want me to explain? Yes. So this was probably one of his first shifts with me by myself. And we're sitting there, and I'm eating these peanut butter crackers. And this guy farted. Like, didn't even say, excuse me. Like, he just ripped ass. And it went, and it went, ugh. He made, like, some weird noise. So I'm sitting there, I'm eating the crackers, and they start tasting like farts. And I threw them out. I think I was coming to get you.
You told me you threw him out the window.
Yeah, I did. I threw him out the window. It was disgusting. Like, it tasted so bad. But, well, actually, here's the weird part. Because I didn't eat the crackers till after I got, after I was coming to come get you in the car.
So you didn't even open them yet.
Didn't even open them. Yeah, now that I remember back, I think back a little bit. But anyways, yeah, the crackers were sealed.
So it's just fart aroma circling these sealed crackers saying, ooh, when TJ opens me, I'm going to stink.
Yeah. And it makes me think that about the coffee, because I leave my coffee cup in there when I go to the bathroom because it's kind of stupid to bring it in the bathroom. But I feel like the guy farts in it, and I actually had a weird, like...
like a vision of
vision,
it?
Vision, no, of him spitting in my coffee.
Okay, so if you vision that, like, have you, like, come back to your desk and open it and look and see if there's, like, bubbles?
No.
No?
No.
So you just vision this, but you don't actually check.
I'm about to, like, I wanted to check today because it kind of crossed my mind. I'm, like, thinking for a second, I'm like, what if he did, like, just spit in my coffee? Because, like, sometimes when I go to the bathroom, I usually, like, there's always someone cleaning the bathroom at the worst time, so I have to go all the way down the hall. And it makes me think he's been, like, fucking with my coffee.
Well, I already have my favorite stories of him.
Which ones?
Well, falling asleep at work is probably one of the funniest. And... you get caught falling asleep. And it's not once either. It's the same day, but it's multiple times. Do you want to explain more?
You can explain more because I...
You can't stop laughing?
Yeah.
But you know the whole story. You know it better than I do.
When I was talking to... is that the time? Because there was multiple times where he got caught.
Yeah, when he... So,
oh, yeah, okay.
This is an awkward position, you know, just sitting in a computer chair with your head back, probably has, like, really bad neck pain from getting caught sleeping, staring at the ceiling.
Yeah, I remember this, because there were so many times he got caught sleeping that, like, there's just so, like, there's so many ones to pick from, but this one was the first time he got caught sleeping. So his head's back. And he's sleeping. I'm in the studio talking to one of the show hosts. Because as people know, I work on the radio. But in any event, I'm talking to one of the show hosts. He's sleeping. My boss, she's like, what are you doing? And he, like, pops up. He's like, what's going on? And, like, she just starts screaming at him. You're sleeping in here? And there's, like, one of the hosts is in there? What is wrong with you? And he's just, like, looking around like, I'm not sleeping. I had an alarm set. Like, and she's like, if you wanted to go sleep, actually, I'm not going to say if she wanted to go sleep, but she said sleep in your car pretty much or go to bed early.
I'll agree with the one, the go to bed early, but go take a nap in your car. No, you're at work. I'm sorry, but you can't sleep if you're working. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I've done that plenty of times. I would clock in at, when I used to be a manager at the parking garage in Springfield, I used to clock in at 5 o'clock and then I would go sleep in my car for like an hour and have the heat on. And the patients at the hospital would knock on the window and go, like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm sleeping. Did you ever see a guy sleep in a car? One person called the cops on me. And there, and an actual cop car showed up, and I was getting out of the car. And he was like, had his lights on. He's like, "Are you okay, sir?" I'm like, yeah, "I just took a nap in my car." He's like, "Have you been drinking?" "No, I haven't been drinking. I'm literally here for work." He was like, "You just took a nap?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Okay, those ladies were concerned over there." I was like, "Okay." Didn't do one thing.
Maybe they should focus more on their cigarettes or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, well, they were older. I could do so many stories about Springfield Hospital, how stupid the people were. And they still, like, occasionally I'll drive by, like, the hospital, and I'm like, oh, I want to see how the hospital looks, like, the garage. And it's so deserted, but the people are so stupid, like...
Sir, I can't get the ticket out.
There's no tickets.
Not anymore?
No. The gates
are... saying when you worked there.
Yeah.
Sir, I can't get the ticket out.
They were like, they would say it's too hard... it's strong, and I'm like, it's just a piece of paper. You just have to press the button and grab it. They're literally, like, they're putting their car in park, hanging out the window. And they're close. Like, they're as close as me and you are. They'd be like this, all on top of you. And they're like, I can't get it! And I would have to go over and get it. One lady, she ripped out the ticket, the first ticket so hard, multiple tickets came out. I'm not. This is like a like the machines would always fuck up. So she ripped it. Multiple tickets came out, and like they all, it was like pouring out like the tickets at the arcade.
Like when you hit the jackpot, it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
It's flying in her car, and she's like, "What is going on?" And I said, "Well, what did you do?" "I just pulled it really hard." I said,
"They're there. You just told me what you did."
I was like, "You admit it." So I had to shut the machine down and open the gate and manually write the tickets. And some people would just drive by; they wouldn't even care. And yeah, Springfield. I used to. Oh man, people would say, "I'm rich," like acting like I'm a piece of shit. So they'd be like, "Yeah, I'm rich. You got a shitty car." I parked in someone's spot once. It was not employee of the month, customer of the month or some stupid shit that they had. It was literally called. So I would park there, and I'm sitting in the office writing something. She's knocking on the door, and she's like, "Someone parked in my spot." I was like, "Where's your spot?" And she's like, "Right there." And it was my car right there. I was like, "Ooh," I was like, "I know whose person that, I know like that car." I was like, "I know whose car it is." She's like, "Can you go get them? In fact, I'm going to go get Derek, the security officer." So I said, "Okay." So I waited for her to go in, turned the car on, moved it right next to the next spot. She was like, "See, Derek, it's in my spot." And he's looking at it. He was like, "No, it's not. It's in an illegal spot, but that's your spot." "It was just there 2 seconds ago." So she's screaming at this poor guy. Yeah, that I should devote a whole show to Springfield stories.
"It's right there. It was right there 3 seconds ago."
Derek hated me, too. I called him Dirk because it was pronounced like that. I was like, "What's up, Dirk?" "My name's Derek." I was like, "Okay, Dirk." "I said it's Derek." It's so mad. Like, guy's like 45 years old getting like offended.
Well, he didn't like he'd be called Dirk.
I still see him. If I drive by, he's always walking around, doesn't like recognize me at all.
Till you just roll down the window and yell, "Dirk!"
Yeah, I wonder if he would like remember me. We'll see. I mean, it's been like, I don't know, 2015 was like my last day there, last year there, perhaps, really, so. What's that, like 8 years ago? Yeah, it was a fun job. Not really.
It's a fun job, but you have so many bad stories of it.
Because the people were so ridiculous. Like,
you really thirsty today?
Yeah, I am. This is the first time I've talked in a minute. But no, yeah, the people were so ridiculous there. They literally would do the stupidest shit. And, I mean, one lady said, "I'm a nasty thing, I shouldn't be working at places like here," because she didn't know how to swipe a card. So, like, they also had these, like, card reader things. You know how, like, we have, like, the cards to, like, go into our job? Yeah. She had a card with the black thing on the back. And all she had to do was swipe it in this card reader and it would let her go. She's like, "I don't know what I'm doing." So I was like, "What do you mean?" She was like,
"Oh, it's a card reader, kind of like a magnet strip."
Yeah, all she had to do was just swipe it like a credit card. Well, she didn't know how to do that. I said, "How long have you been coming here?" "2 years. And I've had the same problem." I said, "You've been coming here for 2 years and you don't know how to swipe a card?" And then I swiped it for her and I gave it to her. And she was like, "You're a nasty little thing. You shouldn't be working at places like here." I didn't say anything. I just wanted to say, "Well, I'm not retarded like you, so, I mean, it's simple. If you've been coming to the same place for 2 years and you're doing the same process over and over again, then obviously there's an issue."
"Well, how do you get in? You have to swipe the card to get in."
Yeah, exactly. Unless she got there earlier, because earlier the gates would be open from, like, I want to say 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning.
But still, you would have to swipe your card at some point.
Yeah.
If you've been doing it for 2 years, you're swiping it at least 2 times a day.
Yeah. That's what they would do. I mean, then you got people running through. One person drove through
the gate?
The gate, yeah. Just ran it over. She didn't care. She was like, she's so... I think it back. So this girl, she was driving like a Subaru. She comes up to the ticket machine. She's like, "Hey, how much is my ticket?" And I'm looking at it. I was like, "It's $7." She was like, $7? I'm like, "Yeah, you've been here for a couple hours." "Well, I don't have $7. I said, "Well, I don't know what to tell you. You can go get a voucher." "I don't know how to do that." And I said, "Well, that's not my problem." I was like, "You have to go get a voucher, or just, you can park your car right there." "I'm not doing that." So I said, "Okay." So she sat there for 5 seconds. And then she was like, "Fuck you." And then she drove through the fucking gate. And I just see the gate go flying. It was a wooden gate, too. So I just see it go flying. I'm just like...
So she broke it?
I got her license plate, but nothing happened. Oh, man.
Speak of the time that somebody you know drove through the toll booth.
Oh, God. Yeah, that. That was a kid from college. And he didn't drive through. He crashed. Like, he drove through it and then crashed his car. So I gotta take a drink real quick.
What's the issue? What's the issue today?
It's dry in here.
How about you go get some water instead of fruit punch? You want me to go get you some water?
Fruit punch is good, though.
I understand. It's good.
Yeah, if you want to
get... It's complete sugar. Okay. And it's not going to quench your thirst.
If you want to get fruit punch, you can get fruit punch.
There's fruit punch right there. Or, I'm not going to get fruit punch.
Well, okay, so I'll tell the story real quick. So, in any event, I have a friend who goes to Shippensburg. He went to Shippensburg a long time ago. And literally, when he was coming home from Shippensburg, his brakes didn't work at all. So he was trying to slam on his brakes to go through the toll and pay it. His brakes wouldn't work at all. And then literally, he's hanging out the window saying, "Oh, I'll be right back." Crashes through the gate, crashes into a guardrail so he can go pay the toll lady the money. He's like, "Yeah, sorry about that." So that's what... Tori was talking about a couple seconds ago. But, yeah, no, that was the kid. I don't even know whatever happened to him. It's gone. But, yeah. Fun stories. But, I want to talk about Christmas decorations because that's something that's been on my mind a lot. The day of our anniversary, I had off, Tori was working, and basically, I was walking around the mall, and as I was walking around the mall, I see they're setting up for Santa Claus, and in Macy's, they're setting up for, you know, they're putting Christmas trees up, they're putting Christmas balls up, they're putting, like, all these extra things. And it's literally the day of Halloween that these decorations are being put up. Like, I don't understand. Like, and some radio stations have often played music the day after Halloween. So, like, once 11:59 is like hits the midnight, once it goes from 11:59 to midnight, Christmas music 24/7 for about a month and 25 days. Even 26 days, because some stations make it last until at least New Year's.
Well, do you remember the one year they were opening up stores? I think it was a certain store I remember. It was Kohl's. They opened Kohl's Thanksgiving night at, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
To go, like, Black Friday shopping. They opened it Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. And they did it with Best Buy as well.
Did they?
Because I remember going... Ooh, my eye. I remember going out with Steve. We were going to... He was like, "Hey, want to go Black Friday shopping?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, I guess." We go to Best Buy, and the stores are swarmed with people. And there's a couple people I knew, which is kind of odd. But, yeah, like, I don't understand it. Like, the whole Black Friday debacle and the whole Christmas... Like, don't put the decorations up. Not the day after Halloween, or the day of Halloween.
I always liked the Christmas spirit and Christmas season. I've liked it ever since I was younger, but I do think it's early putting it up. A lot, I feel like it gets earlier every year.
Yeah.
That people do it, whether it's in malls, whether it's playing the music early. I haven't really seen any lights outside wise.
Not yet.
People putting out their Christmas trees.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I saw someone driving home. Well, not driving home, but he was going back to his house, and he had a Christmas tree on top of his car. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, like, why? Like, why are you getting a Christmas tree so early? Like, why are you putting it up so early? There's no reason for it.
Well, I guess, has anybody even had, like, a Christmas tree? And I mean, like, a real Christmas tree around for, like, a month. Because that real Christmas tree would be around for about a month.
Yeah.
Or a little bit more. And, you know, I've never seen that. I've always seen Christmas trees up for, like, 2 weeks. Yeah. If that. But, you know, they're just like plants. You know, you gotta water them and take care of them and stuff like that. And then, you know, they shed their needles.
And they catch on fire.
Don't catch on fire.
Sometimes. Did you ever have... You had a real one, right?
I had a real one when I was a kid. And I don't really remember it. All I remember is from the stories that my mom tells me. And when it comes to Christmas decorations, you know, my mom would always go all out with Christmas decorations. So, you know, Christmas trees would have, you know, lights and garland around it and ornaments. And every year we would get Christmas ornaments decorated, like, for the year. It'd be like, okay, 2015 would say this, 2016 would say this. So the Christmas tree was always stuffed with all these things.
I remember some of the things she had.
And this year, there was an angel on top of the Christmas tree. And my mom told me that she came down the steps and there was stuff all over the angel's face. That was the tree topper. And she's like, what is that? And she gets closer and goes, oh my God, it's bugs. So there was bugs all over the tree, all over the ornaments, all over everything. So they just took it in a bag and stuffed it up and threw it outside.
So were they just like...
I don't know what kind of bugs they were.
Like ants or something? Or
I don't know.
We had a mouse in our Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was a ghost, actually, at first. But no, so my mom always had it under the illusion that we were mouse-free, like we were mice-free. We didn't have any mice, there were no mice around. And I'll tell the story about, like, when the mouse jumped over my leg in the bathroom. Remember that? But, yeah, so we were always under the illusion that there were no mice in the house. Well, one year, oh, shit. We're watching the Sixers game, and that...
But how did he hurt his neck? Like, his crotch was in your face. How did you hurt your neck?
It's horrible.
His crotch was in your face. How does that hurt you?
I don't know. It's so stupid. The one thing I've learned about these stupid games, and I'm not saying basketball's stupid, but I'm saying, like, the players, they overreact with everything. Like, if they get thrown down, they just, like, overdo it.
Do you know that's with every sport, though? Like, that's with football, hockey, soccer. There's always at least one player that is overdramatic.
But
at least one.
But I just think it's with it's everybody, though, in basketball. They throw themselves on the ground.
Because they want a foul is what they want. They just want a foul.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't really a big basketball fan growing up, but, like, I can appreciate it. By the way, the floor looks really, like, cool. I'll put that on Instagram in a little bit. But, okay, well, okay, so the mice story. I don't know, you probably heard the story where my mom was, she was getting ready for work at 11 o'clock, and she's screaming, like, bloody murder. and my dad and sister came down to go check to see what my mom was screaming about. She's on top of the table in the dining room, and my dad's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I saw the mouse." So apparently she saw a mouse and jumped from the dining room floor to the table and was like this in fear, because they thought that I, like, something happened to me, but she saw a mouse. But yeah, so anyways, we had a Christmas tree, and I saw the Christmas tree ornament move, and it was one of those, like, balls that we had, like, the silver balls, and I saw, like, bounce up and down, and then it fell, and I thought it was a ghost at first, so I ran to the Christmas tree, and it turns out it was a mouse in the Christmas tree hiding in there.
Did you think it was, like, what's that movie? The Polar Express? When the bell just starts going like this on the reindeer's thing. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And then it just flies in the air.
No, I didn't think that at all.
Did it remind you of that?
No.
You just thought, well, that's different. You're just a Christmas ball bouncing up and down.
Well, I'm sitting there watching TV, and that's what happened. Like, I'm sitting there watching TV, and then I hear the Christmas tree jingling, and I'm thinking, what the hell is that? And I see the fucking ball move up and down, and then it falls. I'm like, oh, that's not supposed to happen. So I run over, and I see the mouse in there.
Did you scream?
No. Not like I did at your dad's when I saw it. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I see it! There it is! I see it! I see it!
Well, it was worse. So my mom's petrified of mice. She hates mice and rats. And I think that rubbed off on me a little bit. Like, I won't get petrified like her. If I see a mouse, I'm probably going to, you know, try to capture it. Well,
You want to rephrase that? Because you have never caught one.
Oh, we caught one.
No, but who dealt with it?
Me. You.
Wrong. The wife handled it.
Yeah, so that was in A3, our old apartment building. That's what I'm going to refer to it as. So this was during COVID. I did this as a podcast where I talked about the mouse. Anyways, it ran behind my entertainment center, and then I told Tori about it. So we got mouse traps, and then it ran into the mouse trap, and it started squealing at night. I get up in the morning, and I'm thinking it's a bird. I'm like, what the hell is that noise? So I go and grab Tori, and she's like, you caught him. And I was like, I'm not touching that thing. And she put the other glue trap on top of it to make it like a sandwich. And she flung it into the plastic bag with a hockey stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I slap shotted it.
Yeah, and then as I'm walking down to throw it in the dumpster, it's still squealing in there. And one of the neighbors is like, what do you got in there? I was like, I got a mouse. He was like, you caught it. I was like, I caught one, not multiple. Yeah, that was an interesting day.
Yeah, we have some weird neighbors living there. Do you remember? Do you remember hearing the story of the man from the third floor that threw weights out the window?
Oh, Freddy?
Yeah.
I remember Freddy. Oh, man, that guy was weird.
He kind of looked like Freddy Krueger, too, in a way. Like, his face was all weird, and he was always, like, creepy and very sneaky and would, like, always, like, creep up on you at the weirdest times because, you know, you had to go outside to take the trash out, and he would, like, follow you, like, hey, buddy, hey, buddy, hey, buddy.
Didn't he try to invite me in his house to hook up, like, internet?
Something like that.
Like, he was one of those guys that was really weird, and he came up to us once. I can't remember. I think we took out the trash. And he had a butterfly knife, remember? He was like, that guy over there, he's a child molester. He was pointing at some car. It was some, like, I don't even know who the guy was. And there was a cop in the parking lot, because where we lived behind a supermarket, a Hallmark, a Dollar Tree.
A whole bunch of stores.
A whole bunch of stores. So there was always going to be a cop in there. So in any event, he's flinging his freaking butterfly blade, and didn't he cut himself? He
cut himself.
And starts licking the blood, like.
And goes, like, all creepy, like. I tried to be cool, but it failed.
Oh, he was at the laundromat, remember? Mm-hmm. So he was at the laundry. You put clothes in the washer, and he comes in the laundromat that I was at. He's like, somebody stole my clothes. And he's going to every laundromat, and he's like, he didn't recognize me being in there because I put my hood up. Excuse me. And
nice.
And he was, like, literally looking for, like, his clothes. And
so he was opening every door.
And people were getting pissed. Like, there was this one dude that wanted to punch the shit out of him for opening the door.
Opening the door to the dryer. That's not my clothes! That's not my clothes!
Yeah. He didn't do it, and I think he eventually found his clothes, but, yeah, you know, he started throwing waste out of his window when he was getting evicted.
Mm-hmm. Another two stories with this laundromat is the one lady I remember the one time she took like a horse blanket like from like the stables.
That was the other laundry, yeah.
And she washed it, and when she washed it, there was all this soap and water like all over the ground because it like overfilled the washer.
Yeah.
So there was that story, and the lady got so mad at her. Then the other story was we were in the laundromat, and the power went out. and the lady was like, "Aw, shit."
I remember that. She was like, didn't it come back on, the backup mm-hmm. generator or something?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. And then that laundromat burned a shit ton of our clothes, too.
Yeah, the dryer. Like, the dryer was, like, too hot or something because it put a bunch of holes and burned our clothes. Like, your white shirt turned brown.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. Like, it probably was a blessing because, like, we have a lot of clothes as it is right now. Like, we literally have a tote and trash bags full of clothes that we probably haven't wore in, like, I don't know, 10 years, maybe even 5 or 6 years. So, it kind of was a blessing in a way. But it burned your Disney shirt, the Disney tank top.
Oh, yeah, I love that tank top.
And then, I think it burned. Do we have pictures of that?
Somewhere in my phone. I have no idea where they're at.
Me neither. So, let's take a quick break. Because I gotta cough a few more times because my throat's so dry. And
drink some more water.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have been. I've been drinking from the Block Church. Where did we get that?
At my dad's.
No, yeah, but like...
We went to the Pierogi Fest. Was it the other one?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think it was the Pierogi Fest.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they had all the vendors there. And Avery was like, "Oh, they just want your money."
Oh, these guys.
Yeah. It's like, they just want money. Here, go give them some money. And you're like, "No, I don't want to just give them money." Well, they gave me a shirt and a cup.
Didn't we go... Oh, we went to the Gall House after, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was funny, because your dad was saying... he was like, "See that bridge over there? That's where they throw dead bodies."
Yeah, I remember that. He's like, you don't want to go there.
He told me he drove by one day, and there was a car on fire.
Jeez.
And I'm just like, "Why are you driving by there?" He was like, "Oh, I was going to the Gall House." I'm like, "Okay." All right, so yeah, let's take a quick break. Drink some more water, and then we'll talk about a few more things before we go.
Get your shit together.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Yes, I'm finished.
What a dangerous night to fall in love. Don't know why.
We are back. A little break. Man, I'll tell you one thing. My throat's never been this dry, and I don't know why, but it is what it is. Looks like the Sixers are still playing right now. Oh, he looks pissed. I've noticed this about a lot of white people. They're either going bald, like, up top, or just going bald in general, and some people can rock it, and some people just. But what is the theory behind that? I mean, what?
Their genes.
Their genes.
Yeah, like their parents or grandparents. It's kind of. A lot of people say it's hats too. Hats are the cause of you losing hair.
I mean, I wear a hat.
Okay, but you have hair on your head, and so does your dad, and so does your grandfather. So losing hair is not in your genes.
That's a big fear, losing my hair and my teeth and getting fat.
Well, if it happens, it happens. Nothing you can do about it.
I'll look like Shoe Knight. You remember Shoe Knight?
No.
You don't know who Shoe Knight is? He would eat. So Shoe Knight is a YouTuber. And he would eat sandpaper, and look him up real quick.
Who would eat sandpaper?
Look him up. He eats the weirdest things. Like, he'll eat anything. He'll eat a light bulb if he wanted to.
What?
Mm-hmm. So Tori looked him up, and it turns out he was an army veteran, and he would just eat random shit.
Comedian.
Yeah, but he... I'll look like him. But you said he's not fat. He is fat.
But I don't think, like, he gained weight from doing what he did.
No.
But it said that his son started the YouTube channel, and that he ate a piece of paper as a prank. So I think he just does this stuff as pranks. I don't think he does it because he likes it. Like, just goes and gets some Duke's mayonnaise and just takes a spoon and starts eating some mayonnaise.
I do remember distinctly him eating sandpaper, though.
But how do you eat sandpaper?
He took, like, a piece of it and he shoved it in his mouth. And I think he put, like, poured beer down his mouth. I'm telling you, that's what he did. It's bizarre, but I don't know. Another thing that happened over our break, because this actually was a recurring thing that happened last week and the week before. So a lot of banks got hacked, and it caused Tori's at her job. It caused her bank not to give her pay. You usually get paid on like one day during the week, but you didn't get paid till like 3 days later.
Yeah,
so
it happened. There's about, I think I counted it, about 10 people.
At your job, right?
At my job that I happened to, about 4 people had the same bank, and then the others were all different banks.
Yeah.
And people even had, like, just online banking, like, places that aren't actually real banks.
Right.
Like Chime, for example, which isn't a bank, which is online.
Yeah, no, I remember. And that was, you were supposed to get paid on the first of the month, and we were going to send a check that day, but her check didn't come, so we waited, you know, the next day, I think it was like 3 days later, it finally came out at like midnight, right? Mm-hmm. And I already texted my landlord, not going to say his name, but I texted my landlord and said, hey, we're going to be a little late for the check. And then the moment I texted him, 3 hours after we looked to see if the money was in her account, it was in there. And I texted him the next day and said, hey, the money came in through. You'll have the check Monday. This guy, though, didn't cash the check till what? Yesterday? And it's, we sent it probably on the 4th. Excuse me.
Is this what you do?
Yeah, I burp all the time.
Yeah, you burp all the time because you're drinking stuff all the time.
Anyways,
You don't think people find this gross?
Nope.
Or you just don't care.
I just don't care. I love the people who listen, I mean, but hey. Oh, I didn't see that. That's kind of cool. The cup.
I was trying to tell you about the floor. It's cool.
Yeah.
I took a picture of that and sent it to you.
I like it.
Because it's the playoffs.
Hmm. Well, they're winning.
They weren't. And they're only winning by a point. And there's 6 minutes left.
But, yeah, he didn't cash the check till yesterday.
But it's expected because that's just it's just what he does. I don't have a fit over it anymore, but TJ over here has a fit every time.
It's a stressful situation.
Okay. But it's not stressful for you.
It's stressful for you.
I just said it's not stressful for me. Mm. I just check it and just say, okay, didn't, next day. Yeah. I just look at it every day and say, not today. Just move on with life.
Yeah. Remember, well, there is a time in May where he takes like a long vacation and like doesn't cash it for the whole month. Sorry. I moved their drink by accident. But yeah, no, there is a time in May where he doesn't cash it for a whole month, but we don't even know what the guy looks like. It's kind of sad. Knows what the money looks like. Ooh, what? How did you miss that?
That's kind of why my mouth dropped. How do you go for a slam dunk and get nothing but net, but miss it? You just rim it.
Like, now you're losing. But
thank
yeah.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you so much.
Ugh. Yeah, now we're definitely losing. So unless we get a couple 3-pointers and tie this game up, we'll see.
Yeah, you got a lot of bodily functions today. Yep,
burping. Well, I didn't fart.
Well,
not yet.
Not yet. Don't call it out. You'll do that next.
I'm not gonna be like the guy at my job who just goes, farts and makes noises. But yeah, her bank got hacked and we sent the check like 4 days later, and yeah, he didn't cash the check till yesterday. And that kind of, it's annoying. I don't know. I like it because like we don't really have to worry and he gives us a 5-day grace period, but at the same time,
stop it, please.
I don't know what happened.
You keep hitting the plastic forks. Yeah. So just stop playing with things, please.
But, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's annoying. I don't think you find it annoying, though.
I take it as a blessing.
Do you?
I do. I told you this. Yeah. I'll take it as it is, you know?
Okay, I'll go with that.
Only because I'm saying it now on the podcast, but when I tell you to your face on a normal day, you don't take it then? Only because it's in a voice thing?
Like, it's still not gonna, I'm still not gonna, you know.
You're saying it for in the moment.
In the moment. You gotta feel the moment. Oh, they got a 3-pointer. See? That's what they need. We should do, We should do one like where we're watching the Eagles game and just doing a play by play. It'd be my sports broadcasting career debut. That'd be great.
But the question is, could you call players? Do you think you're confident enough, and do you think you know enough Eagles players to call them?
Oh yeah, I think I could.
Well, there's one you don't have to announce, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
No.
One that's hurt.
It's Goddard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's on your fantasy.
Yeah, actually, I want to talk about that. I'm actually winning. I've been on a winning streak lately.
Not as good as me.
You're what, 7-8-2?
8-3.
8-3, ooh. So on, that's not the right team. Okay, on this team, I won, and I'm 3-7, which is so bad. I'm just doing as bad as the freaking Cowboys. No, I'm sorry. The Patriots. Why did I say the Cowboys?
I was gonna say the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are doing really good.
Bad at all.
I'm doing as bad as the Patriots. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said the Cowboys. And I am 5-5 in this league, in the other league. I'm winning. And you said you're 8-3?
Yeah, go to the league.
Are you in this one?
I'm in both of them, so go to the league. No, go here. So
7-3. You're 7-3 in the one team.
Both. I have the same score in both.
Well, that's the team that no one cares about. Not that one. He's winning.
Oh, I got an X. I clinched the playoffs. Beautiful. See? I'm in the playoffs.
So what does that mean?
It means if I lose, it's okay, because I'm in the playoffs.
I'm in like ninth place.
Oh, you're not dead last.
I can't believe he's 2-8.
So last year, this is my second year. So last year was my first year playing. I came in last place. And this year, I did my research. I learned more about the sport. It's part of the reason why I did fantasy football to begin with. Is to learn the sport, to learn the players, the positions, learn how to do a draft. Learn who you need, who you don't need, you know, who to keep on your bench, who to not keep on your bench. And I've learned that with all of them, because I do both. Last year I did a lot. Last year I did hockey, football, and basketball leagues. Last year, do you remember we did that all last
year? Yeah, we did. The only one we didn't do was baseball.
Yeah, because we missed it.
Yeah.
So since last year, I've did my research, and I literally made a complete 360. I came from last place to first place in both leagues. And the one league has, I think, 8 people?
Yeah.
The other one has 10. So it's a pretty full league. I mean, it's not completely full. It's not 12 out of 12. But, I mean, for somebody who came from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, you now know. You're on the top.
Now I'm on the top.
It was Paul's cousin, right? Or aunt?
Aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. She won last year. And it's because of her players. And, you know, I took her players this year. So she had, you know, she had Patrick Mahomes. She had Travis Kelce. She had Mike Evans. So I'm like, you got the best of everything. I'm like, you got the best quarterback. You got the best tight end. I believe she had Justin Jefferson, too. And I'm like, how? How? How do you let her get all these good players? Like, you're lucky to even get a good one.
Yeah.
Normally, to get one good one.
And she had Mahomes last year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know who she picked up this year?
Who?
Jones. From the Giants. Who is garbage.
Oh, the Giants. I still can't believe that the Jets pulled off that win for the Eagles. It was like 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles weren't too far behind, but that was... They slacked. I don't know, their offense, though, like, the Eagles' offense hasn't been, and their defense as well. Their defense and their offense haven't really been doing well at all.
Do you think we would have lost even more if they had their actual quarterback?
Yeah.
Do you think if they had Aaron Rodgers, we would actually lose more? Like, probably. By more points?
Yeah. But, well, maybe not, though, because Rodgers is, he's old, so, I mean.
Just because he's old doesn't mean he doesn't know how to throw a football.
You know what, I think he's trying to do the Tom Brady. I bet you. And then he'll probably play one more year, and then he'll retire. And then the next season, like two, three seasons from now, he's going to go back to Wisconsin and ring the bell like they did for Tom Brady.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Eagles, their defense and their offense were... Actually, it was more their defense when they played the Cowboys. The Cowboys were literally, what, 20 yards away from the touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we just let them have it.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Your dad was about to have a heart attack.
Yeah. There was, though, I will say, we did sack the crap out of... Dak Prescott. We did sack him, dropped him on his head a couple times.
And that's where the memes are coming in, where it's like 8-1.
But, and you just see him, you just see Dak and flying, yeah. And it's like he gets thrown in the outer space.
No, but I just, I don't know. They're not looking good. Like, who do they play next? The Cowboys?
No. They play the Chiefs next.
Oh yeah, you're dad.
It's the Monday night game.
Before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your dad... Yeah, your dad's going to that one, right?
Yeah. He said he's going to go to the game. So I said, cheer for us.
Yeah, that will be a good game. But, I mean, even the Chiefs, they're not really doing too hot either. I mean, they're...
No, Patrick Mahomes is kind of slacking a little bit.
Yeah, I mean... Let's see, what's their standing, anyways? Let's see. Chiefs.
They're still first, though.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are.
They're 7-2.
7-2.
Well, who... No, the team that's doing really well is the Dolphins.
Yeah, no, they're
compared to the Bills did great last year.
Yeah. The Lions are doing pretty good, too.
Yes, the Lions are doing pretty good. I had Jared Goff last year, and I feel like a boom or a bust. He's definitely been a boom. He's been an up-and-coming quarterback. Even the young rookie quarterback, CJ Stroud, I had him. He put up 51 points.
Really?
The 1 week, yeah, so far. And that's incredible for a quarterback. Putting up 51 points for fantasy.
Mm. Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never been so invested in football until I really met you, though.
I know.
Like,
didn't really know what football was. Like, yeah, here's the Eagles.
Yeah.
I can only name the quarterback.
Who was it? Carson Wentz at the time, and then Nick Foles.
My favorite meme of Carson Wentz that's going around right now. Is Carson Wentz is grabbing teams like they're Infinity Stones.
Yeah, you showed me that because he's a free agent, right?
No, he's going to the I think to the Rams.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what an idiot! The reason why he left the game left the Eagles because he got jealous of Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts.
It wasn't because he got jealous. It's because he got hurt.
No, he got jealous.
He got hurt.
Oh, I know he got hurt, but I think he got jealous.
But if you watched his career and you watched his football career, he's been hurt every last part of the season since college.
Yeah.
He gets hurt every time. I don't know if it's a coincidence or what it is, but...
Like, I just don't understand, like, how do you get hurt every, like, playoff game? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get it. I guess I never will either. Do you think they're going to go to the Super Bowl? Or let's just say the playoffs.
Yes, I do think we'll make it to the playoffs.
But the Super Bowl, that's hit or miss?
We always have potential. I will say that. We do have potential.
I don't know. Well, they did the same thing like last year. We got to the Super Bowl, and it's like, well, I'm not going to blame the Eagles, but...
You can blame him. He dropped the ball.
Yeah.
He literally dropped the ball, slammed it on the ground. Jalen Hurts dropped the ball on the ground and just started running. When the ball was on the ground, and then was like, what? Where is it?
I don't remember much of that night.
I do. I remember we lost, and it was horrible.
Yeah, I remember that. And, oh, the woman who tried to fight you. Mm-hmm. For, what did she even try to fight you for?
Because they missed it. Because, I'm saying, the opposite team missed something. Like, they didn't get a first down. So I said, okay, that's good, that's good. And she's like, why are you cheering?
No, there was something before that, though.
No, it's because of that. It's because I cheered for the opposite team. And it wasn't even that I cheered. I just said, yes, they missed it.
Yeah.
They missed something. Like, they got, like, third down.
Right.
And they're about to get fourth down. And I said, yes, they missed it. And she got mad about that.
But I swear, though, there was something else. Because it wasn't just that, because
you were wearing a Wentz jersey?
Well, she said something about that, but she said something to you. And your dad's girlfriend got really pissed. I can't remember. It's going to come to me soon. But, yeah, no, she was crazy. And funny thing enough, she was arguing with someone like 3 weeks before about where Jalen Hurts went to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to Alabama, but I'm pretty sure he went to... I know Alabama for sure, but I think he went to Oklahoma. If I read it correctly, it says something like, Jalen Hurts went to Oklahoma for 3 years, and then his senior year he went to Alabama.
Yeah. And they were arguing about that, right? Yeah. So
she was saying, oh, I know my Alabama boys. He went to Alabama. Yeah, but only for 1 year. He didn't go. He just finished there. You know?
I don't know. It's not. It wasn't that deep, but she makes it that deep.
Well, that's what happens when you drink. Stuff escalates. Nothing. Very quickly.
Like that one time where that guy slapped your butt and then I got up and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Like I said, alcohol definitely makes things... Oh my god.
Excellent.
Alcohol definitely makes things escalate.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I mean... It's nuts. Anyways, Eagles are 8-1. They face the Chiefs this Sunday?
Monday. I already said it. It's a Monday game. Monday night game.
This Monday. And also, Thanksgiving is not this Thursday coming up, but next Thursday. We'll probably talk about that.
Next right week. Around the corner.
Then Christmas. And then New Year's. Oh, well, yeah, Black Friday.
This will be our first year potentially going out for Black Friday.
Yeah, well, here's my deal.
Did I show you the video?
No.
There's this video of this guy with a mannequin, and it says practicing for Black Friday shopping. And he spins around, takes the purse, spins around, and whacks the mannequin and goes... Bitch. And then he does the next skid, and he just clotheslines the mannequin, just goes, bitch.
I love those mannequin pranks. People get really scared of those.
Oh, when the people dress up in Target and they're like, huh?
Yeah. What? Oh, I scared somebody in the bathroom today.
Did you?
Yeah, like, so the guy heard, he obviously had to have heard me, like, grab the paper towels. So I grabbed the paper towels, I've been throwing in the trash can, and he's coming from this way, I'm coming from this way. He's like, holy shit, you, Jesus Christ, you scared the shit out of me. I'm like, oh, sorry. And he wasn't a part of, like, the radio station. He was just some random, I think he worked in, the law offices right around the corner.
Yeah.
Like, he got scared and, like, got freaked out. But, yeah, idiots. Anyways, there's another segment I want to talk about real quick. And it's Tori's segment because she starts making... She made dumplings the other day. She made cookies. She made bread. She makes all this good stuff. It really is good. And
biscuits.
You made me wings for my birthday. It's really good. But, yeah, talk about the dumplings real quick because they were really good.
So get ahead, Mr. Water. Mr. Water,
I said I'm going to take a drink. And...
Mr. Water, what do you want to know about the dumplings?
Well, how did you, like, make them? Like, what did you
do? I made everything from scratch.
Yeah.
So you make the dough from scratch, and the dough is simply just flour and water.
Okay.
And then I made my own filling. So when you make dumplings, the usual filling that people use is pork, just because of the fattiness. It tastes better. So I use ground beef, and I use scallions, and I try to wrap them, and when you do the folds, it's called pleating.
Right.
And I tried that, and I did not succeed. So I kind of just folded them like a pierogi.
Okay.
I mean, they still tasted good. It was just the way they were shaped wasn't good, but flavor was right on the money.
And you made biscuits the day after, too.
Yeah.
That was from scratch?
Yeah. So I made that from scratch, too. And then I cooked it outside over the fire.
And you've also made pizza as well.
Yeah. I still have yet to try my pizza oven. So I made pizza from scratch. Although I want another pizza oven. I want an Uni pizza oven. Mm. Uni is a very popular brand for pizza oven, and it's because you can make... So, when you make a pizza, there's different versions of pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
There's your, you know, New York style, Sicilian style. But the pizza I'm trying to make is called Neapolitan pizza, which is a... You make... what an uni does versus the pizza oven that I have, there is no flame on the top.
No.
Just on the bottom.
Just on the bottom. Kind of like a broiler?
A broiler's on the top.
Oh, okay.
Almost like that. So it depends where your broiler is, but there's a broiler on the top, too. So the fire is only coming from the bottom. So you will not have a burnt, crispy crust on the top. Like a Neapolitan pizza is. So Neapolitan pizza is cooked very fast, high temperature pizza, flame on the top is the best way to cook it.
Okay.
Uni's, you can cook pizza in 90 seconds.
Really?
It's been proven already. Make pizzas, bam, 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 done.
Mm.
Versus if the pizza oven I have, it doesn't cook as fast, it's slower. The only thing that's the same is they're both wood ovens.
Yeah.
I believe wood ovens has the best tasting pizzas. Even though gas pizza, you probably wouldn't taste the gas, but I think there's no flavor in gas.
Yeah.
So a wood oven pizza or a brick oven pizza, whatever way you want to talk about it, is the best. But we're not talking about pizza. We're talking about dumplings. So we're getting a little out of hand here.
Well, no, but, like, it's weird because, like, when people watch videos on, like, YouTube, I always, like, it takes, like, maybe 10 minutes, like video wise, but like in reality, it took you what, 2.5 hours? It
took hours.
Yeah.
It took hours, but a lot of people that you watch on YouTube also are either Chinese or Japanese or Vietnamese or mm-hmm. this one person I watch, she's Thai, and they've been doing this their whole life.
Yeah.
You know, either they learn from their parents or their grandparents. So, and me, I've never done it before. I just ordered it from the Chinese restaurant and said, this is delicious. Let me see if I can make this at home. And it's actually cheaper to make at home than to order. And it's not hard to make. It's simple ingredients. It's easy to make. So I definitely want to make it again. And then I even bought a bamboo steamer. So I got the right stuff for it. I think that's my favorite way of eating it. A bamboo steamed dumpling, because it brings out the flavor of your filling.
Right.
Versus if you pan fry it, you just taste oil, really. You taste a little bit of filling, but it's more oil. Your taste of your filling disappears.
Yeah. I like your method that you told me to do, too. Close your eyes and eat it, and then you focus more on the flavor. Mm-hmm. That was good. I like that. But no, that was really good. But no, her dumplings are really good. I want you to make more.
I know you do.
Maybe it will be a Thanksgiving thing. But
I don't think you've ever not liked anything I've ever made.
No, because who do I live with? My mom only cooks with salt and pepper. She doesn't put like seasoning and all that. Like, even like, I don't know. Growing up, the more and more I taste her food, the more I kind of hate it. And then now we're married, and I'm just like, I love your food over anyone, and your dad's food too. Like, you two have like good cooking skills. But what about that? Would you ever be a cook?
No, I already told you how I thought about cooking. It's a very competitive, very competitive. You work long hours. You're on your feet all day, working like 12-hour days. You work holidays. You work weekends. And the pay, depending on where you're at, sometimes the pay is good, sometimes it's not. But just because I'm good at it, doesn't mean I want to do it every day.
Yeah, I feel like it would get kind of boring.
Yeah. Would you like to cook a steak every single day?
No.
You know, every day you cook a steak every day, and you don't just cook a steak once, you cook it 6 times a day.
And you gotta cook it like a certain way sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, not like we had at our anniversary dinner at Longhorn. They made yours medium well.
We both asked for the same.
Yeah.
Both asked for medium. I got medium well. You got medium rare.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which I find hilarious. How do you get medium and medium, and it's two different variables of medium?
Yeah, I don't understand. But it was good. Well, I don't know.
See, I asked for medium, but what would I rather have? Medium rare.
Medium rare.
That's the kind that we eat now.
Yeah.
Because I convinced you that getting stuff that is well done tastes like crap.
Who do I live with?
Stuff that has pink in it is delicious because it's called Flavor Town for all your flavor is. You want pink in your meat. It's good for you. It's not gonna hurt you, you know.
Yeah.
Just because there's some pink, it doesn't mean that it's mooing.
True. That is true. Yeah, I don't know. I do like your cooking, though. I love it. So I can't wait for you to cook more.
I just wish you would eat more.
I had 4 pieces of chicken today.
Yeah, I didn't talk about chicken. Something that I would like to make that you don't like.
Sweet potato casserole?
Oh, I love sweet potato casserole. I'm just talking anything with potatoes.
Yeah.
If I made like roasted potatoes, or if I make more blooming onion petals. I just wish you liked more, just because I feel like, you know, if it's just me, eating it, what's the point of making it if I'm going to be the only one eating it?
Oh, well, when we have kids, so I'll like what you like.
But we're not there yet, okay? It's just you and me right now.
Soon to be a dog. Maybe. Hopefully.
But I don't want to feed the dog blooming onion petals.
No?
No. They're spicy.
Yeah, I never had them.
Well, it's an onion.
That's why.
A blooming onion.
Isn't it like an, it's like an onion ring, though.
It's a petal. So it's different shape, but it's like an onion ring, yes. There's breading on it. You dip it in sauce, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
And when we would it, and we went to Longhorn, I was thinking about getting it. But then I thought, I'm the only one eating it. Why should I get it?
Well, it worked out, too, because we had, what, $75? Yeah, we had $75 in the gift card.
Yeah.
I wonder who... Probably my sister. No, because I remember my sister got me one. I know your dad got us one, but I think my older sister got me one from like years ago. I just never. No? You don't think so? I don't know. But. Oh. That's who it was? That's nice of her. It's before we got exiled from Thanksgiving dinner. No Thanksgiving dinner for us. I'm not cutting that out. Screw it. I did think of a good segment, though. So whenever I get on air, I was thinking of naming it either Honesty Hour or Confession Hour.
Oh, no.
Give one confession. But this is a funny confession. So, Casey had a friend. I'm not going to say her friend. And you know her. And she was... Her name is... But she had a friend. They were both... I think... I was 16, 17, 18, 19. So, they were both 20. So, in any event, I had a crush on her friend. And my parents were... So... There was some like weird thing going on, and my parents were hiding a secret from me, and so was Casey. They were like, "So yeah, we know something about her friend, and we can't say what it is around you." And I'm like, "Well, why not?" They're like, "We can't tell you." So I thought she had the hots for me because like I didn't see her for like a long time, so I was under like the illusion that I was going to get with her friend. Turns out. Her friend was gay. And I don't know how... I think Casey told me that her friend was gay, but... Yeah, I was just like, that's the big secret? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, why is that a problem? She was like, because you're going to make fun of her. I was like, we have two gay uncles and cousins that are lesbians. Why would I make fun of her? Because you always say something... Because you know how, like, when your kids are like, that's gay? Like, that's what, like, she said that... I would, like, make fun of her for that. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I was like, if she's a lesbian, that's fine. Who cares? But, yeah, that was, like, I was under some illusion that, like, her friend, like, wanted me or something. I was 16. I didn't know better. I mean, what do you think?
Maybe. But I'm pretty sure that's any 16-year-old. You know, you find somebody attractive, like, yes! Yeah. They gonna feel the same way.
And they didn't.
Rejected.
The only thing that I didn't get rejected was from weed. That was the first, like, I would always smoke with them up at the college. It was kind of bizarre. That's how I failed my permit test the first time.
Yeah, I remember hearing stories about that.
Oh, that was so, I remember sleeping on the couch and waking up on the floor. How I got there, I don't know. because we smoked, it was the first time I smoked a bong.
Really?
Bongs are the worst. They're not my favorite.
You didn't like the bubbles it did?
No, so like when you put your mouth on it, so much smoke gets in your mouth that you have like a heart attack, like you can't breathe. And that's what I hate about bongs. So I would never
You just inhale so much. Mm-hmm.
Even the hookah bar. like, I went to a hookah bar once in Springfield, and that put me to sleep, too. It did. It was weird. But, oh, well. All right, well, we're 40 minutes in. Well, actually, yeah, we're about to be 40 minutes in. So, that's going to wrap up today's episode. And if you guys are new, make sure you like and subscribe. And you want people to follow you? No? Okay. They'll find you. My cousin found you.
I wonder if people want me to come back.
We'll see. Yeah. Maybe. We have a lot of stories. Yeah, no. That'd be fun.
Come do another episode?
Mm-hmm. You can come do another episode. But, what do we got coming up? Thursday we have an interview. No, I'm sorry. Friday we have an interview. So that will be fun. And this guy, so remember the guy that did the Jason Voorhees films? This guy did Halloween fan-like films. So he did, like, his own version of Halloween. So I want to watch that eventually. So, yeah. This guy will be on the show on Thursday. And then...
I thought you just said Friday.
Friday. I don't know. I'm tired. I've been on there since 8 o'clock this morning. I feel like it. Yeah, Friday interview. And then maybe next Tuesday I'll have an interview before Thanksgiving. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Stop sending me shit, please. Jesus Christ. Send me shit every day.
You told people to follow you, so that's what happens.
Yeah, no, it's this one particular guy. Anyways, all right, I'll see you guys tomorrow, Friday. I'll cut that out. See you guys later. Bye.